Teaching 6. Bring about the result. Three causal factors operate to bring about the result. These are the root cause, the support, and the secondary cause or circumstances. From them comes the result. For example, tea, sugar, and milk is the cause, the pot is the support, the fire is the secondary cause, the tea is the result. Or for weaving, yarn is the principal cause, the loom is the support, the weaver's skill is the secondary cause, and the cloth is the result. Or for murder, stupidity and anger are the cause, an enemy is the support, a knife is the secondary cause, and killing is the result. The object of your desires is what you want, what is important to you, what you focus your attention on. Seeing needs an object, things which are visible. Hearing needs an object, things which are audible. Touching needs an object, things which are tangible. Tasting needs an object, things which are tastable. Smelling needs an object, things which are smellable. Mentation needs an object, things which can be apprehended by the mind. There is an object which is attended to, Yul, and a subject who does the attending, Yul Chen. The relation between them is one of attention. When we work, there has to be a base that we work on and proceed from. The basis is that which is attended to. If there is no basis, there is no growth, no fruit. The object, Chai Yul, is what you, the agent, Che Pa Po, work on, Chai Wa. In samsara, the subject is always in a dualistic relationship with an object. The subject comes into being through relating to the object. They are inseparable. In relative truth practice, we work toward the relation between subject and object. In absolute truth, there is no object, no subject, and no relation between them.